Super Radio Mid-North Coast. This is Friday Sports Talk.
Powered by Sport First Nambucca.
Shop 3 in the Nambucca Plaza. We're putting local sport first.
And good afternoon, Nick James here with you, diving into another big edition of Friday Sports Talk, all with thanks to Sport First Nambucca. Plenty of guests lined up. Let's not muck around, go to our first person on the phone today. Three-time Superbike champion and heavily involved in Ironman this weekend as a media writer, Glenn Allerton. Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thank you, Glenn. Welcome to the Port Hastings region. I'm assuming maybe you've been here previously.
Yeah, I've been up a couple of times before. Always a great place to come on holiday, being from Sydney myself. But I'm looking forward to the Ironman this weekend.
All right, let's go back to your personal history with the Superbikes. Correct me if I'm wrong, you took out the championship in 2008, 11 and 14, and you went close in 2021?
Yeah, second in 2021. We had a couple of hiccups at the first few rounds, which dented our championship a little bit, but right on the pace and looking to be the first four-time Australian Superbike champion.
So are we still having another crack in the years to come?
Yeah, I'm racing this year. At the moment, I'm in sixth in the championship, but the points are really tight at the moment. So we've got four rounds to go. Our next race will be up in Darwin with the V8 Supercars.
And yep.
I finished third there last year and looking to try and get a win on the board.
Okay, fantastic. So you get to travel around a bit, which is ideal. Is motor racing or superbike, motorcycle racing, I should say, has that always been something you've done from a young age?
Yeah, so I started out as a young fella on a dirt bike, and that sort of progressed up to road bikes. And then, I always watched Mick Doohan and Troy Bayliss and loved to give it a go. And I found that I was great on the asphalt, and it's been a passion of mine ever since. And I just love being a part of it. And some of the cross-training stuff that I do is a lot of cycling and running and swimming. So, I'm interested to see the Ironman this weekend.
Okay, so forgive my ignorance. Where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I'm born down in Sydney at Camden.
Yep.
And I grew up locally down there, and I still live down there in the Camden area. And, motorcycles is a big thing down there. We had a lot of local tracks and a lot of champions like Matt Mladen and Josh Brooks. Those guys all came from the same area, so it's kind of in the water down there.
Fair enough. All right. So how did you get involved in being an Ironman media writer? So you're basically following, I guess, or you're in front of the leaders of the race, and there's a guy with a camera on the back of your bike?
Yeah, so the guys, one of my personal sponsors with my racing who helps me a lot is Frumster Business Park.
Yep.
And they're heavily involved in it this year. And one of the guys I know there, Trevor, got me interested in riding one of the Pillion bikes. And it's something that I really want to actually see up close how these athletes go. Being a cyclist myself, I'm looking forward to seeing them on the bikes and, just paying attention to how fit they are.
Just don't get carried away and take off all of a sudden thinking you're in a race as the road clears in front of you.
That's going to be the hardest part is going slow, I'm used to doing, 200 to 300 k's an hour. At Phillip Island, we get to 314 k's an hour now. So, it's going to be a little bit of a shock to ride at 40 k's an hour or 30 k's an hour and stay with these guys.
For a very long period of time on Sunday, absolutely. Well, good luck with that. So this is your first go at being a media writer?
Yeah, it's the first time, but, Trevor, my friend from Thrumster, he's done it before, and he said that he had a great time last year and encouraged me to come up and just be a part of the event. Having so many people in town, it's going to be a good atmosphere, and I'm looking forward to it because it's a weekend off from racing for us, so I thought I'd come up and enjoy the sunshine. It's been raining in Sydney a lot lately, so looking forward to it.
As you mentioned before, as a superbike rider, you need to stay fit, so you don't mind doing a bit of running, swimming and cycling. Is that a regular part of your exercise regime?
Yeah, I'm really into cycling lately. Just because with motorbike racing, I've had some injuries over the years, broken bones, cycling's low impact. And it's something that I do a lot of. I like to get out and do about 300 k's a week on a push bike. And it's probably my number one hobby outside of motorbike racing.
Okay, fantastic. Well, it's going to be a sensational day, and they are predicting maybe a little bit of precipitation around, but that just makes it interesting for all those involved.
yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
So again, just give me the link, your local link, the Thrumster Business Park, which I guess is being developed. There's nothing out there at the moment.
Yeah, so there's out at Thrumster, there's a new business park being developed. It's an industrial estate, mm-hmm. but it's a new style one. There's going to be a microbrewery out there, cafes, gyms, and that should be developed in the next 12 months. And yeah, it's going to be good for the town, good for the region, and yeah, they're big sponsors of mine in my Superbike racing, and yeah, I always like to come and give back to the guys that helped me out.
Okay, we look forward to that development in what is becoming a very hectic part of the region these days. So we look forward to that. Again, just going back to your Superbike, in yep. relation to how you're travelling and the like. So how old are you now, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, I'm 40 now, so I'm one of the elder statesmen. But yeah, it's a kind of sport where you can still keep going. Troy Bayliss, you know that name. He was a 3-time World Superbike champion. He went till he was 49. It's really just a matter of staying fit. I think that if you want to keep going in our sport, fitness is the key, and that's why I'm dedicated to training all the time. But yeah, it's been a long time between championships for me. I've come very close a lot of times, and I'm still driven to try and get that 4th Australian Superbike Championship. And I currently ride for the BMW team. So we've got the team's based out of Melbourne, and the team basically have all the bikes and a big transporter. They take the bikes to the track, like Phillip Island and Eastern Creek, and like I said, our next race is Darwin. And yeah, we have a crew of guys that prepare the bike for us, and I'm the lucky one. I get to jump on the bike and ride the wheels off it and tear the tyres up, and then I come back in and they refuel the bike, put new tyres on, and yeah, the goal is to win another championship. That's why I'm doing it, and yeah, that's what the goal for the rest of this season is, to win some races and get that 4th championship.
Absolutely, we support you there. Have you had a chance to ride or drive the track that you'll be taking on the weekend?
No, I haven't. I've had a look at the maps, but it doesn't really show sort of the undulation of it yet. So I'm I'm on my way up now, and I'm going to have a look tomorrow at the course, and yeah, looking forward to it.
And perhaps down the track when you finish up with your Superbike racing, is Ironman a possibility for you?
Yeah, 100%. I really enjoy swimming and running and riding. And yeah, you know, with most athletes, they need to keep busy. And my plan is to get into doing triathlons and Ironmans and more cycle racing when I finish with the motorbikes.
Fantastic. All right, Glenn Allerton, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy your time in the Hastings region as well. Let's hope Sunday's a fun experience for you. It's going to be a long day. I mean, are you out there literally from 7 a.m. to midnight?
Oh, I think they're going to break us up into 4-hour shifts. So
yeah, makes
I'll
sense.
Be out there, have something to eat, and then get back out there. But it should be good.
So people watching the coverage, whether it be the highlights package or whether it be the live action on the website, it could be coming from the back of your bike.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good. Glenn, again, thank you for your time. All the very best.